Tomorrow is the 150th anniversary of the beginning of the Civil War. It's a scene that's been replayed in dozens of movies. The government of South Carolina had repeatedly demanded that the U.S. government evacuate Fort Sumter. Those demands were ignored. And then we got an echo of that interplay in 1861. It was a clear spring day in April. Confederate General Beauregard demanded the surrender of the fort, Fort Sumter. U.S. Army Major Robert Anderson refused. And so early in the morning at 4:30 a.m. or so, Confederate soldiers opened fire. They fired for 34 hours straight, while the people of Charleston reportedly drank salutes from their balconies. The Union surrendered the next day without losing any soldiers in the battle. There was, in fact, one Confederate soldier killed, but that was because of a malfunction of his own cannon. For 150 years, April 12th has been remembered as the first battle of the war that would eventually claim more than 600,000 American lives. And the battle will be reenacted by history buffs tomorrow on this anniversary. We're joined by two history buffs, Douglas Bostick, chairman of the First Shot Committee, which has been organizing the Fort Sumter historic reenactment. Good morning, Douglas.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. And we also with us is Lieutenant Colonel Steve Riggs, a historic reenactor who actually got the duty of firing the first shot in the Battle of Fort Sumter tomorrow. Lieutenant Colonel Steve Riggs, good morning to you. How did you earn this honor?
Well, I earned the honor because of my good friend, Chairman Doug Bostick.
Doug, why did let me ask Doug. Doug, why did you give the honor of firing the first shot to Steve Riggs?
Well, in the commemorative shot that we'll do in the ceremony tomorrow, we went to considerable length to find an actual 1847 10-inch Seacoast mortar, an exact match to the gun that fired the first shot. And I called on Colonel Riggs because he has extensive experience firing large cannons and knew that the artillery crew would be well-guided in his hands.
So let me ask Steve Riggs, are you actually playing the part of Edmund Ruffin, the secessionist Virginian from Virginia who has claimed that he fired that first shot?
Well, Doug Bostick will confirm this. The signal shot was not fired by Edmund Ruffin. It was fired by Lieutenant Farley. And it fired up, and they fired a shot over Fort Sumter to signal all the other batteries to fire. So it was a signal shot to tell everybody to fire, and then Edmund Ruffin and the other batteries then opened up.
Okay, so Douglas, explain to us exactly what is entailed in the historic reenactment that you have organized here.
Well, we'll be at Fort Johnson, which is located on James Island, South Carolina.
Right.
We're about 2,300 yards from Fort Sumter, as, of course, it was in 1861. The South Carolina Battalion of Artillery, Company C, was stationed at Fort Johnson, and they were asked to fire the first shot of that engagement, which their job was to place a starburst shell over the top of the fort, and that would signal everyone else in the harbor to open fire. Now, it's a great misnomer that Edmund Ruffin fired the first shot. He did not, but he did promote that idea very aggressively until his death. But the first shot was ordered by Captain George James. The lanyard on the gun was pulled by Lieutenant Farley, and a starburst shell was placed over the fort. Tomorrow morning, we'll do the exact same thing, and then as soon as we fire, guns all around Charleston Harbor will open fire on Fort Sumter as well.
Well, let me ask you, Lieutenant Colonel Steve Riggs, what is it about this particular battle which kind of marks the granted, the Civil War, clearly an incredibly important part of our history, but what is it about the Battle of Fort Sumter that makes it so important, other than the fact that it was just the beginning of the fighting?
Well, it really is. I mean, if you look at this one shot, there are probably four moments in our U.S. history that are defining, and the Bridge at Concord, the shot fired heard around the world, then the firing of the shot at Fort Sumter, Pearl Harbor, and 9/11. If you look at those four periods, those are defining moments in the direction of our country.
I mean, Douglas Bostick, I mean, those defining moments are all about war. Do you feel like the wars kind of define are the tent poles of our history?
Well, often as the world or countries have conflicts, unfortunately, they end up in armed conflict. And, you know, I think no matter what your view of the war may be or how people tend to view historic reenactments or commemorative ceremonies such as this, there's no denying that the four moments that Steve listed are four of the most iconic moments in the history of our country. And our country and, in fact, the world was forever changed as a result of those four events.
But, Doug Bostick, what's your view? What's your theory on Fort Sumter? Some have said that in some ways the operation was planned as a pretext to launch the war and that Lincoln played into the hands of people who wanted the shots fired, even though he might have preferred a negotiated settlement. What do you think?
Well, I think everybody expected a negotiated settlement, but in fact, it just didn't go that way. Nobody wanted to be the ones that became the first aggressor, and there are views that Lincoln manipulated the Confederacy into firing the first shot. There are views that the Confederacy was all too eager to do that, and we'll never know, because there are a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that are not in the recorded history.
That's Dave Douglas Bostick. He's chairman of the First Shot Committee, which has organized this historic reenactment of the Battle of Fort Sumter to take place tomorrow. And the first shot will be ordered by Lieutenant Colonel Steve Riggs, a historic reenactor who will be there at Fort Johnson in South Carolina. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Tomorrow is the 150th anniversary of those shots fired at Fort Sumter. And we're wondering if the Civil War, if you think the Civil War is really behind us. With fights still going on over racism and Confederate flags appearing around the country, what remnants do you see of the fighting that began 150 years ago tomorrow? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.